Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. Today we're reading John 14, 8 through 10, and I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase and turn it over in your mind and ponder it. Philip said, "Master, show us the Father, then we'll be content." "You've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't understand?" "To see me is to see the Father. So how can you ask, where is the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" The words that I speak to you aren't mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. Philip said, "Master, show us the Father, then we'll be content." "You've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't understand?" "To see me is to see the Father. So how can you ask, where is the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" The words that I speak to you aren't mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or a memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Philip said, "Master, show us the Father, then we'll be content." "You've been with me all this time, Philip, and still you don't understand?" "To see me is to see the Father. So how can you ask, where is the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" The words that I speak to you aren't mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, or an inner decision, or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Philip said, "Master, show us the Father. Then we'll be content." "You've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't understand. To see me is to see the Father. So how can you ask, where is the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you aren't mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act." As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but this is a time where words are not necessary. Contemplation gives us the space to be present with God and just allow God to be present with us. You're welcome to pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before you hear the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you for your presence with us today. Would you open our eyes to see you and to believe you? Would you make us aware that the divine acts you craft in our world and within each of us? May your words continue to be active and creative in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.